Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. What up, what up, what up, what up, commentarians? We are back with another episode. Shaman Allen,
Yeah.
Who that? Uh-oh, here we go.
That was Harlem on the beats.
It was not. I told y'all last episode, I am the rapper, not the beat maker.
Yeah, but you said you was whack, though.
I was.
I'm going to give you a beat.
I'm not doing that.
My name is Harlem, and I'm the best.
All the DJs want to feel my breath.
Oh!
Hey, look, it's an underlying joke in there,
it
bro.
It definitely is. And I didn't catch it until I had already.
Dang!
I was already too deep. Look,
Curtis Sherry, because I'm out of the loop.
I'm a DJ.
Anyway, I go by the name of Harlem B, and that is.
Y'all are so funny.
I'm Rashadism, unfortunately.
Fortunately, right now, yeah.
Well, it's on, you know. Well, yeah. Fortunately, but unfortunately.
You 43-year-old, shot
and happy, everybody asked happy, you to say that because they just happy, wanted to know.
Happy birthday, bro.
Can I do the African birthday song?
Go
hey,
ahead.
Hey, Rashad, you're black and beautiful. Singing. New African birthday song. Rashad, you're black and strong. New African birthday song. You're black and beautiful. Hey,
there
43 years
right.
old.
Boom.
Do I look 43?
You do not.
By the gray hair, probably.
No, because there are a lot of men who are premature gray.
Mm. You had salt and pepper for a long time,
yeah,
bro.
That's true. I got a picture of a party that AI hosted back when we used to wear like just V-neck sweaters and Gap jeans, and I had gray hair back then.
Yeah, you been salt and peppering for a while, bro. So I got a homeboy he's been gray since like 29, 30, bro.
That's dope.
So yeah.
I had it since 18. Couple strands.
18, bro, you was living stressful, dog.
Hereditary.
Yeah. Okay. Like,
shout out to my sister Mika. She dyed her hair the whole time. She shout out to everybody in Dallas. You know what I'm saying?
Who we got? Harlem, what's happening?
What up? What's going on? How are you guys?
Man, chilling. We didn't record last week.
Well, hold on. We got a Harlem's in here, you know, got her hair dyed and fried into the side, got a yakking number five.
I saw that.
Now that's her hair. That's her hair.
Is that?
It is my hair.
That's a her.
It is
for real?
Yep.
I thought you did that with somebody's son, man.
Nope, it's just a little switch up for, you know, the end of 2020. This is the last time I'm going to straighten my hair for a full year.
Yeah.
So.
How you normally wear it?
Curly.
Yeah, I never trip. You know how you see somebody and you just like, yeah. I never it's knew.
I didn't think it was hers. I ain't going to lie.
I did think you had a weave.
Y'all are so trifling.
I'm not being funny. I'm just, you
is
know.
Is that why y'all think I can't get a man that. You
know, no,
man.
No,
who says that?
Well, that's what the man said on the comments, but we'll get to that.
You don't know. Damn. You're average at best.
I always call Harlem. I can't tell y'all why I say this on the. That's fucked.
She's a five.
I'm not gonna say on the air why I say this, and it's nothing bad. But I always call Harlem a puppy dog, not like a bad thing, like a bee or nothing. But she's such a. I guess who was that? Eve, who was the pit bull in the skirt?
The pit bull in the skirt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I ain't gonna call you a pit bull.
It's all good.
Yeah.
No worries.
She's such a nice and pleasant woman. She just has to connect with you that way, fellas. If you're a buster, I wouldn't even try to talk
with
to you.
That's real shit. My friend said the other day, and this was an extremely accurate comment about me, is that it takes a lot for me to be impressed by somebody because I'm not impressed by shit.
That's true.
Like, I'm not impressed by hardly anything. So that comes with, like, friendships, relationships, like it takes a lot to impress me. I have a resting bitch attitude.
Damn. Mm-hmm. So I guess
not just resting bitch face, but resting bitch attitude. Like,
I guess when God made you, he was like, "This is it, guy. I guess I'll do this life thing."
I am very much my father's daughter.
Well, mm-hmm. I'll tell you what you are going to be impressed by. These nothing bundt cakes, okay?
Mm. Let's get it.
I got Shad.
Happy birthday, Rashad.
Nothing bundt cakes. They are a local bakery here in St. Louis.
Smell good.
They did not pay me for this, but you know, I grabbed these for Rashad's birthday.
Appreciate it.
If you are in the St. Louis area, yep. Nothing Bundt Cakes has some great, great cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes, I'll be calling you for my check, okay?
Yeah.
because but you're gonna be impressed by these. If you haven't had them, they're delicious.
Okay? I'm excited. I'm gonna have to eat it like in the car or before I leave here, so I don't have to share.
Oh yeah,
gotcha. You know that's mom shit. Like you eat your stuff in the car, so you don't have to share.
So you was the type of person make your shorty a bologna sandwich, and you was eating McDonald's in a car back in the '80s.
It was a McRib though. It was a McRib. So the kids had bologna, and you had a McRib.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Possible, but
yeah. The fuck is a McRib though,
bro?
It's back.
It's back. It is.
That's
back.
What it is. It's back.
The McRib is back.
Excuse me.
I ain't been to McDonald's since we called it McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? That was back in the day. Y'all going to McDonald's.
I prefer to go to McDowell's.
Do you know it's actually one?
Yeah. They made a real New York, one. Yeah.
And shout out to Coming to America 2.
Yes.
Coming out in March, I believe.
I didn't see the release, but
March 2021, Amazon Prime. Do you think we're going to be disappointed?
I do, but we'll see.
I mean, you think that though.
But the original cast is there.
You know what though? I feel you, Harlem, but they got to have the same caliber of writers. That's what's scaring
me.
The writers.
That's where I'm going with.
Now, Harlem, you should have been on there writing.
But I didn't see, maybe I was tripping. Did y'all see Arsenio Hall on the promo pics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe
I. And they're back in the barbershop. He's there.
I did see that.
And he's still, what was it? Simi?
Simi. Yeah, Simi.
Okay.
He's there.
Yeah, because I know the mother, Marge Sinclair, is dead.
Yeah.
But James Earl Jones, he's still ticking.
Right.
And you know, and of course, Sherry Hadley, she don't age.
Right.
She still looks great. So I'm excited. I am excited, but I am afraid that, because you know, Eddie Murphy is not the same Eddie Murphy as he was.
Yeah, but then. Did you see the movie Dolomite?
I didn't like it.
I have not seen it yet. Like I've been meaning to watch it, bro.
Are you familiar with the Dolomite?
Yeah,
you look like you grew up in Dolomite. Yeah. That was your play school, preschool songs.
Are you talking about the new one, My Name Is?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I haven't,
but it was based, on the life of Rudy Ray Moore. You know, right. You know, I thought it was solid for him to come back. I'm not going to say it was great, but it wasn't bad to me.
I'm going to watch it again.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch it again. I mean, I guess when you have like, how many kids Eddie Murphy got? Like 10 kids.
Yeah.
You I have think. To grow up because he was pretty, uncut and raw.
Shout out Nicole Murphy. Yeah. If you're listening, call me.
She's my woman crush forever. Like she is freaking gorgeous.
They know I love Nicole Murphy. Bay knows.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She is gorgeous. She doesn't age.
Y'all wilding.
Hey, Nicole.
Black don't crack.
Whew, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
But man, we will see. I know, you know, people are like, man, why y'all hating on it and stuff. We're coming to America. So what I heard is that the storyline, I could be wrong, but I heard that it always existed, the part two.
I can see that.
And they just couldn't get around to it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that's the case and it wasn't touched by too many new hands. But then again, Harlan, they got to make it relevant to today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's real shit. Because, we'll see. Because, you know, James Amos, he's still alive, too. I didn't even realize that.
Right.
So if they can get all these people back and get that same chemistry that they had back then, because that movie is a classic.
It is.
I definitely think it could be, you know, pretty good because people are excited for it. So Eddie Murphy doesn't really have a lot of movies that have flopped. Just a handful that was like, it's kind of whack. So we'll see.
And the thing is, you know, the first Coming to America had a tie in to Trading Places. I think it was like Mortimer and whoever else. Yeah. So they used to tie their stories together.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're going to do something like this. I don't know. Like in 2020, cool. 2021, I'm just nervous about movies, period. You know what I'm saying? Like this is a really weird time, but I do watch really hood movies
on Prime. D-list black movies with all the same actors.
That's why I rock with you, Harlem.
Yes, I watch those.
They lit.
From the Detroit people.
Yes,
they be dope with Plug Love and
Plug Love. Hey,
listen,
the first fat nigga to fuck on screen.
Y'all
confidently.
Gotta watch the movies with Hoops, First Lady.
Yeah, she was in one with Jim Jones.
I saw the Jim Jones.
First Lady.
I made it to like 20 minutes.
Yeah, and then it's a second one called First Lady's Revenge or something like that. So it's like two of them. But
it's so bad it's good.
It's so bad that it's good. Like, you like, damn. Like, yeah.
But I'm telling you that with the ones that Murder Pain do, like, that's the whole Detroit. That's when you start seeing everybody from Detroit.
The chubby dude?
Yeah. His shit is actually good.
Yeah.
Like, I think they could put him on Netflix because his movies are good.
And then there's a light-skinned dude that be in all the movies, too.
Right.
He wasn't in Plug Love. He was in the First Lady movie. He being all of them
with
too,
the bra- with like braids.
Is that Christian Keys? No, Christian Keys is
Christian Keys is more B list.
Yeah.
He's Saints and Sinners.
Yeah,
so he's more of a B list.
He's a good actor too.
But I like Christian Keys.
Yeah,
I really
he's good.
I like him.
He came up to the radio station when I was up there like a couple years ago. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he seemed like really cool pleasant. But I saw one with I can't remember the name because it's always like To Kill For or The Dope Game or something like that. But it was one with Meek Mills with braids.
Bruh, I saw that one.
It actually, it was bad, but it actually wasn't, it was goodish bad, the but not bad
are,
bad.
These movies are terrible. Like, they are terrible, and you just, you can't stop watching.
But that's why I like them, because it's like this, they do, okay, so they do be bad, except with the exception of, like, my man Murder Pain, his shit is actually good. But, like, the other ones, they bad, but I think I enjoy them because you root for them to actually be decent movies, at most. Yeah.
You get into the storyline, you know, even though the movies probably are shot with an iPhone.
Real talk.
EYE, by the way. Yeah. Not
a, it's like, okay, this I can rock with this. This acting is terrible.
Yeah.
But okay, this what's up. And then you like, you telling everybody about, you know. So yeah.
What's one of the scenes, Harlem? What can you remember them saying? Before we get to the good stuff we got to talk about today, might as well just.
So these movies aren't like real memorable.
Okay.
But I do remember after watching Plug Love, every woman when would be like, "You have a better day."
Plug Love.
Are these ladies average at best or
average
they,
at best?
Average at best.
Out of five, because you can't say seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, Audi five. But you know, it'd be like stuff like, "Baby girl, we." Hold on, what's my word?
Turn his
microphone. Got to make it out of the hood.
Turn his microphone off.
We're gonna mute you. Nah.
We're going to mute you.
No, I'm gonna shift gears. This one, we can talk about the black movies.
I tried to keep it simple, folks. It's about to go there.
Yeah, you know, we had some interesting comments from our last episode.
Real Women of St. Louis.
We addressed
Harlem B.
We addressed Kevin Samuels, and
you
is
what is your what? Because you be talking what is your okay? You can't be a five, you four.
Don't make me say
three to the two and the one. Okay,
yeah. We Mr. Kevin Samuels. We had a lot of traction on that clip.
I want to give that man a round of applause because of him. You got some people looking at us. Thank you. We are low valued men. I just want to say.
Yeah, we're in the low value. No. So have you all taken a look at the comments on our YouTube?
I have.
I looked through them. I know better than to look at all of them, but I looked through them.
I did. I tried to stay off of the comments.
They're interesting to say the least.
A lot of run on sentences and bad punctuation.
Yeah.
I'm never taking nobody serious that got a run on sentence. I'm just not.
Or a grown man that spells the word cuz, like as in because.
C-O-Z.
C-O-Z.
Yeah, that got me right there.
The run on sentence, boy. No.
That got me. His entire sentence was horrible. I understood the thought, but it was just like, bro, is this what you were trying to say? Okay, got it.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Before we jump into that, we're back at Kazi Society.
Yep. Shout out to Jamie.
Shout out to SOLC. Straight out of Low Cash.
Straight
Podcast
out of Low
Network.
Cash.
Daryl, what's happening?
My brother would have talked to Daryl.
We appreciate you all. And big shout out to all the commentarians that are sticking with us, listening to us. So, right. You know.
Are we growing?
We absolutely are growing, bro.
Okay.
It's we'll have to get with Daryl, but you can tell just the growth from if you look at any of our pages.
Right.
The YouTube got more traffic than it's ever gotten.
Cool.
So yeah, I think we broke some SOLC standing kind of, you know, records as cool. far as comments cool. and interaction and stuff and views, man. So
right.
Shout out to the commentarians and shout out to people that found us, you know, and you know, we're new to you. Here we are. So you can hit us up anytime. But yeah, Mr. Samuels, guys, I'll just say this. I'm going to keep this very general. I'm not going to really go in on anybody. I understand that everybody in this world thinks differently. I get it. And that's one of the beauties of us being who we are and living in this semi-free democracy because there's no such thing as freedom or free speech. I want everybody to know that. But, you know, I want to just say that some of these black men are y'all whack, dog. Y'all whack.
Oh, man. Go in there, y'all. Talk to us.
They were really exposing themselves.
Yeah.
How just, like, whack they really were.
It just comes down to this, man. And I had this conversation with my girl, like, last week, I think, because she was like, bro, I went on y'all YouTube and saw this stuff was cracking. I was like, I appreciate right. it. But here's my thing, right? Mm. Men, black men, we're going to refer to you as men. You cannot, and Daryl touched on this as well, you can't have this antiquated mindset and still want to live in a modern day. You just cannot do that.
Tell them what antiquated means, sir.
Antiquated means semi-ancient, old.
Oh, okay. I like
yeah. It means it's old, you know, that's, essentially.
That's Metamucil.
Yeah, that's Metamucil.
All right.
It's you can't have this antiquated mindset and still want to live in this new day and age and new world, man.
I agree.
Black women are doing their damn thing. This is not, you know, me, because some dudes are like, oh, man, he's soft. And, you know, black men and men, we supposed to lead the household. And, dude, you can still do that, bro. Mm. But it's not many of us that are doing it alone anymore. That's just the facts, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. Right. Black women are going to school. They're graduating. They're making six figures. They're making five figures, however many, however much they're making in the household that they run or that you all run together or you partner in or that you do what she says, whatever the case is in your house, you got to understand that black women are doing a damn thing. And right. y'all just got to all this.
So, I mean, were they like on some Al Bundy shit? Like, I'm trying to. Oh, my bad.
You good? You good?
Yeah.
Well, we got a variety. Okay, different comments. However, a lot of these men were basically like bouncing off of one another.
Okay. The Woman Haters Club.
Yeah. Okay. He Man Woman Haters.
He Man. Oh, you know about that.
Fucking little rascals, right? So one man, Cedric Earl. Let y'all go and look at
Damn, you calling out names.
I mean, we want to give them credits for their comments, right?
Schwein angle.
She has a weave, fake nails, and bedazzled phone case. Also, baby daddy. That was his full comment.
Mm-hmm.
Women need to stop calling, I'm assuming they meant men, misogynistic, for saying things they don't like. He was honest with her based on the information she gave and what she said she wanted. Nothing he said was hateful or demeaning towards women. That was from Lincoln. I was also told, if you haven't watched the full clip, you don't have a full understanding how he laid it out to this woman. It's available on YouTube. Check it out and revisit this topic. So they just really, I think, be wanting me to shut up, but I'm not going to do that.
Never.
But we did have, it was a lot of like deep going back and forth. You know, women were chiming in, mm-hmm. men mm-hmm. were chiming in. Men were really just kind of mad. Of course, they was mad at me for even having an opinion about it. But one comment.
Even you, Harlem.
Even me, Harlem. Right. So Antoinette Green said, first, there is truth in what he is saying. If you want a certain type of man, you have to be what they like and want, mentally, physically, and emotionally. You have to be realistic. Second, ladies, why are we calling a complete stranger and asking of his opinion about us? Stop placing our value based on others' opinions. Third, $100K ain't nothing, especially if that person has a lot of debt, kids, paying spousal support, etc. In my line of work, I've seen doctors, lawyers, and politicians make money and always broke. You never really know. Lastly, Kevin is questionable and egotistical. He was brutal. Yes, she called him her fault, and I agree with him to an extent, but she never did anything to him. Hurt his family, slept with his partner, so why be so hurtful? My best guess is insecurities. We all have them, and ego. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. The amount of brothers I've seen enjoying Kevin destroy this already low self-esteem woman is disheartening. There is no kindness in this world.
End quote. Antoinette really hit on some points there. I rock with that. Antoinette, we appreciate
she
it.
She definitely did.
I gotta give it up.
I'd also just want to shout out His name is Pleasure Daddy.
Yo, what's up with these names, boy? We get Pleasure. I can't Daddy. Remember who it was.
I just want y'all to go and just look at his profile photo a little bit later. Yeah. You should watch the full clip, not the edited clip. He wasn't as harsh as they made it seem. Also, she screwed herself by saying she felt she couldn't submit to a man that made less than six figures. That's the equivalent of a man saying he felt like he couldn't provide for a woman unless she at least had D-sized breasts, or he felt like he couldn't protect a woman unless she had a big butt. The realest one, I feel like I can't provide for a woman that already has a child. If her actually submitting to her feminine role in a relationship is predicated on the amount of a paycheck and not my character, then I don't mind predicating my provider and protector role on her external attractiveness. Let me tell you something. Men that say shit like that have to get women based on their paycheck. So just as much as men try to, you know, come at us for how we look and what our expectations are or whatever the case may be, you have to make a certain amount of money in order for a woman that even looks like this lady who was on the phone with them to even give you the time of day. Mm-hmm. Let's be realistic here. Nobody wants to date somebody that nobody else wants. So if you ugly, guess what? We're not gonna look at you twice. So you should have a nice bank account. Do I feel like I'm the most beautiful woman in the world? No. But I'm not gonna relax my standards just because society or a group of black men feel that my standards are too high. We still on this. These comments were disgusting. And it only furthered my opinion and the thought that black men do not protect black women because some black woman somewhere, whether it was mommy, grandma, girlfriend, baby mama, really truly hurt them. Y'all got us fucked up.
Damn.
Like, and I'll be 100% transparent. I was having a conversation with my male best friend about who I'm dating or whatever. And it's no secret. He got money.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend says, what does he want with you?
Wait a minute. What happened? I missed everything. Okay, so elaborate.
He said he's rich.
Okay.
What does he want with you?
I mean, that's a total question.
That was some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him since.
Rich dudes date women that, I mean, are not in their space financially all the time. Like, I mean, how many times do you hear that story? Now, the thing is, you very rarely hear it the other way around, but
sure,
that's not what we're addressing, right? But it's like, you hear that story all the time. Kanye got Amber Rose off a damn stage. Like, bruh, this happens every single day. And
maybe he, you know, like, not to get in your business, but maybe he didn't lead himself to you or y'all connected even based off of anything that has to deal with his bread.
And that's exactly the case.
Because you're not walking around here broke either. Not to right. put your financial exactly. business out there.
Not at all.
You
not
eating.
Not in the least.
He eating, you eating.
Eating well.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was very shallow.
Yeah, but that just leads, just lets us know that, or lets me know, men really do think like this. It doesn't matter who you are. This was my best friend.
Right.
Like, I was
so can I
away.
Ask you a question? About your best friend?
Mm-hmm.
Is that best friend rich or doing financially well? Okay.
She took a sip, y'all.
No said.
She took a sip.
So.
That's wild. I thought I missed something.
Like,
I had to laugh. I was like, wait a minute. What do we.
Nah, I'm looking at Harlem and I'm just like, yeah,
how'd the story
I know where
go
that's
there?
Going.
That was like, but that's. That's the mindset of these men that were in these comments as well. Why would a man who makes a certain amount of money, and let's be clear, six figures can be anywhere from $100,000.
That was in the comments.
Like all the way, like, you know, people. I think people are kind of dumb.
Right.
But that's like a base salary. Like just because your salary says you make $100,000 a year, doesn't mean that that's what you gross.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. What?
See, this thing to me is just, it's so complex because it's almost like it's a building with many doors. You know what I'm saying? Like, what door are you going to enter? Are we talking about financial value, self-value, the status of these relationships. To be honest, you know, with what Kevin Samuels talking to these women or whatever, to me it seems like, and this may be weird, but it's almost like, you know, it's synonymous with prostitution. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you got to be like this to get with this type of dude. And if you really listen to other things that he say, he like, yo, by the third date, y'all should be smashing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what I'm saying. It's, this thing is way more expansive than just this particular clip. Now, I've listened to the whole thing. Like I said on the other episode, the sister solicited information from, you know, the ideas, the thoughts, the mindset of one Kevin Samuels, who mm-hmm. apparently is the spokesperson for men of high value, which is which is weird to me in itself. You know what I'm saying? If I'm being honest.
Hella.
Like, why don't we just get the person who truly has X amount of dollars and so on and so forth? We're actually going off of your word that you hang with these people. And you see, I, you know, you got to be a critical thinker in these situations. But let's say that that's the case. Okay, I always like to look at the end game. So with the particular sister, is it that you're making six figures a year? You get with somebody who's making six figures a year because you don't want to get with somebody who's making less than you. And believe it or not, fellas, I understand your pain, but I also understand where she's coming from too.
Yep.
Come back on that later. But it's like, what's the end game? Now you got six figures, he got six figures, and now it's a perfectly happy ending?
No.
You, one thing people don't trip off of, I heard one brother from Brooklyn, I can't remember his name right now, but he was speaking on it, and he was just saying, it's kind of like we're just stopping at the fact that you're this type of woman who wants to get this type of high-value man. But we never really research these high-value men in the sense of like, or, and I think, Harlem, you said something like this too. Like, are they psychologically sane?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why don't they have wives? Why don't they have women? Are they just like, I'm just waiting for somebody to be able to qualify for me? That in itself, to me, says a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that's just, that's when I would encourage people, if you're really that butthurt about it or upset, just be more of a critical thinker about it. Because sometimes, shit, that could be you hopping out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know? Or are we basing this straight off of finances? So if your worth is based on what type of money you make, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let's go deeper. Do you make your own bread or are you still saying yes, sir?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, you got your own business. Nine times out of ten, do you even have time for a relationship or is she just a fuck piece?
Yep. Yep. I'm with you.
Like, these are things that I personally just think about. But a lot of times you have guys, I've been one of these guys, so I'm going to speak up for y'all. I'm going to save y'all some face. It's guys who don't believe in themselves financially. So
I used to be one of those guys.
Me too. I definitely was. Shit, for good reason.
Yeah, go ahead. Go
so
ahead.
If it's a sister, a woman, who in her mindset of actually being with someone, and I want to talk about that word submission too, because, you know, everything from, you know, how people speak about scripture to whatever, that a woman is supposed to submit to a man based on the natural order of things. Now, the definition of submission is pretty deep. Okay, we'll come back to that. But my thing is this. Fellas, if you're not, first off, if you're not making the type of bread you feel comfortable with, then I don't even think you should be in this conversation. You need to be getting to a point that you're getting that bread that you want to get. You know what I'm saying?
Preach.
Number one. Number two, okay, you're doing what you do, and it's a sister who's like, hey, I'm looking for marriage, I'm this, that, and the third. To me, this is what security looks like. Now, if it's a sister who's saying, oh, you got to make six figures, this, that, and the third, would I raise an eyebrow? I might, but then again, at the same time, that's her. You know what I'm saying? Not every woman thinks that, not every woman, not whatever. Everybody's their own individual. But the thing is, when it comes to that kind of stuff, it's like, just like you may have certain standards and so on and so forth, for a woman, either she matches them or she doesn't. Mm-hmm. If she doesn't, you move the fuck on. But when it's this whole thing like, oh, she shouldn't be like this and she shouldn't be like that and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I understand to a certain extent. But at the end of the day, what does it have to do with you? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that's how, but then on the flip side of that, that's why the homegirl who went to talk to Kevin Samuels, you know what I'm saying? And I think even her post comments was like, well, yeah, you know, I did ask him and this, that, and the third or whatever. Her value was based on this man holding the key to what she wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
bitter doses. So it's one of them things, like, man, it's just kind of like, because I'm kind of going into the weeds, but
you good.
At the end of the day,
you always do this.
The sister's gonna be like, oh my God, I love Rashad.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do. But it always, hold on, I'm gonna say, you always do it, but it always makes sense in the end.
Alan, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Stop hating, Harlem.
Stop hating. He's always in the weeds. He can be in my weeds. Ew. But anyway, no, but seriously though, man, like at the end of the day, you gotta live your life. We all have opinions. And I mean, I'm continue to talk about this, but at the end of the day, whatever that woman wants, she wants. If she got 100 and something a year based off of her hustle, her thing, she may look at it like, yo, if you making 40,000 working at Jiffy Lube or whatever, you may not understand my hustle. You may not understand how I move, and we may not even be able to connect on a lot of levels when it comes to business. Because at the end of the day, you can spend time, kids, fuck, do all this other stuff, but you still got to take care of stuff. So I don't know, man. I'm just gonna throw that alley-oop up there for now.
So I think I said this in our group chat. I think there's a difference in, like, I think that a broke mindset is much more detrimental than actually not having money.
Right.
Because you have no drive, you have no ambition.
Right.
There are people who have money.
Right.
And they have no, like, substance to them. So you just rich for nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
you
that's,
know,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
It is what it is. And I think people should just, like you said, mind their business. But because she did open herself up on that platform,
that's true.
Had she just been quiet about it,
right,
then her standards wouldn't have been
attacked. Yeah.
So,
I agree.
You know, you just, so, because who are we to decide what somebody else feels is good enough for them?
And then, nobody.
Exactly.
Right. Because in retrospect, it's like, she went to somebody to get an opinion. He gave her an extreme bitter dose, and now we have an opinion or have opinions about the opinion that she received.
Right.
And it reflected on all of us in some shape, form, or fashion. Me personally, do what you do. If you're a person that bases life value on money, you know what I'm saying? That's you. At the end of the day, money does matter, but it's not the only thing that matters. Some, you know, it may seem like some people are like, your money got to be this. Then we could just have this relationship. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now I say this, and this ain't, I think we were kind of talking about this in the chat. It's about what we put value on. Because sometimes you have women who, hey, you gotta have this, this, and that to be able to get some get this ass.
Okay.
And I'm totally okay with that. I'll be honest.
Well,
but go ahead.
I'll say that because I wonder what you have to say about that. But I would say this. If the cooch, the vajayjay, whatever you want to say, is what you're bringing to the table, then we can look at that a whole bunch of ways. Number one, it's a lot of that out here. So what makes you a special? What makes you is worth my 6-7 figures?
Nothing.
Also, the value, if we want to be honest as men, Harlem, I'm sorry, we're going to say this, but we got to say it. If it's just vajayjay, it loses its value after 45 seconds.
After that,
Wait, minus the ego.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, no, that's real. I'm gonna touch on a couple of things.
No, go ahead, bro.
It was rolling, bro. So, I'm perfectly okay with women that are out here. You know, they say no romance without finance. You know what I'm saying? Fair. I'm perfectly okay with that. If that's what you do, get it how you live.
Right.
Necessarily, if I had a daughter, I want my daughter out here like that. But yeah. I'm not mad at the woman that, you know, like, hey, this how I get down. Yeah. This is what I do.
Yeah.
And if you got a problem with it, you can kick rocks. Right. You know, like, do you, sis. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just know that in doing that, you know, and I can't speak for any women out here, but I can speak as a man.
Yeah.
Like Sean, you said, bro, it's you're gonna get old real quick.
Yeah.
And I may not as a man with money or lack thereof, because anybody can get some coochie. Anybody. It's home. I didn't see homeless people getting it in. Like, dead ass. I'm not even being funny or playing. Like, I didn't see homeless people getting it in. You know what I'm saying? So anybody can get some coochie. It's going to get old. And the only thing better than good coochie is new coochie. That's it. Period.
Roll the dice.
So Oh, did I get it too real there? I'm being real. That's the
I thought you was gonna say pregnant coochie, but okay. Go ahead with it.
Hey, listen, man.
Was she already pregnant though?
And it ain't mine.
And it ain't mine. All on that little baby head.
Okay, Dewan, turn this shit on.
Dudes are savages. No, but
really, yeah, we are.
You know, so
that's how them kids like be that. Having a lump head when they come. Waterhead boy.
Yep.
Oh man. But in addition to what you were saying, Sean,
that's trifling to the motherfucker.
I got a homegirl, Houston, Texas. She's knocking on about 300 a year annual, right?
Get it.
And she has a really good corporate job.
Get it.
She uses her skill set at that job as a private consultant.
Dope.
And she has some real estate down there.
Cool.
So she's knocking on 300 a year by herself.
Salute to that sister too.
43 years old. She's black.
My age.
Not married.
Yeah.
No.
I'm in a relationship with the Lord. Right now.
But I'm saying all of this not to brag on her credentials or accolades, simply to say this is a good friend of mine and we have conversations a lot.
Right.
And one of the common threads that I come across with her when it comes to dating is she like, number one, I can't find a black dude that's making what I'm making. That's number one. She like, it's hard. It's difficult. She's like, I've dated black men. She was like, they'll ghost on me. She's like, I've dated dudes that are school teachers, principals, right. You know, or whatever. You know, she's like, I dated a manager at Target.
Right.
She was like, they'll ghost on me. Mm. So here's the thing. I'm like, so why do you think that, you know, these guys that are not necessarily, you know, making this bread, because they know you got it.
Right.
And, you know, she was like, usually when I talk to them, you know, down the road, they'll tell me they went through a financial hardship, because it's easy to go through a financial hardship when you're making 40, 50, 100 grand a year.
Right.
It's very easy. Mm-hmm. I'm dating somebody new. How do I come to this new person and tell them I'm fucked up right now? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's embarrassing, and it kind of kills you over as a man, right?
Right.
And I'm telling this woman that I know got it. Like, I know she can just go elsewhere. At least I'm assuming she can just go elsewhere.
Right.
And get with a dude. So I'm finna tape her off. I'm gonna go deal with little Susie that I met down at the little watering hole, because you know she know what it is. She got what I got. You know, she know financial stuff happened.
Right.
Not the watering hole.
The watering hole. I mean, you know, whatever, the club, the Zodiac Lounge.
Elmo's.
Right. Shout out.
The tap room. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Tap room.
No, but you know, it's easy. It's easy. You know, right? Like, I'm making 50, 60, 100 grand. Like I said, it's easy to go through a financial hardship when you making that type. It's easy. It's easy. And anybody, but you got to save for a rainy day. Shut up.
Right.
But you know what? I think that women who are in a place of financial security find it more difficult to find somebody to date than men do, because it doesn't look right for a woman with money to date a man who is not as financially secure or who can match her the way that a man, like, it's okay for a man to date a woman who is, you know, who is broke. Yeah. Or, you know, not as financially stable as him. So if he making the upper six figures a year, it's okay for him to date a woman who is possibly making, you know, $50,000 to $90,000 a year. Yep. Like, it's okay. But if a woman does it, it's frowned upon, and that relationship is looked at as like not equal.
Well, see, I like what both of y'all hitting on. So like me, like I said, I like to be the dork, okay, and just look at it from a different angle. We're talking about societal standards. We're talking about, this reminds me that the late 80s, early 90s hip hop era was my favorite.
I'm with you on that.
But we still got guys from back in the day who still want to, in 2020, want to walk around with the JanSport backpacks. You know what I'm saying? And all of that stuff. Things have to evolve.
Yes.
Even though the natural state of hip hop, I promise y'all I'm going to make it make sense. The natural state of hip hop, have a good time, power to our people. You know what I'm saying? Alchemy, right? So here's the thing. In the natural state, woman and man, this is Rashadism, by the way. This is why I call myself Rashadism.
Yeah, you got 1 minute, 60 seconds.
Yeah, 14 minutes later.
He's taking up 2/3 of our time today.
Right. So, but no, dig it. Go ahead, brother. Dig it. The natural state is that the man takes care of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's protection, hunter, gatherer, financially, so on and so forth. Even in this country, that's how it's been, you know, in the past. Dad took care of everything in the house. Mm-hmm. Dad brought the money home, so on and so forth. Where we're at now, I'm pretty sure everybody know, if you're here, you know how we got here. It's like, and I'm speaking to brothers and sisters, a lot of sisters are making way more money than us for whatever, for the million gazillion reasons. Fellas, like, what's naturally innate to us is to be able to take care of a woman. For a woman to be the nurturer, you know what I'm saying, and all of that. For us to be the protector, provider, so on and so forth. That's why when people talk about this word submission and a woman submitting to a man and so forth, and it's like, oh, don't do that and this, that, that. At the natural state, I actually do believe that that is the correct type balance. However, I ride with my sisters when they say, well, for me to submit to you, meaning just to agree, roll, rock with you, not, oh, you got all the power and I have nothing. Like, we really got to know that. It's like a sister has to feel secure. She has to be safe. She's not going to be out at a place where it's a bunch of thugs and you a soft-ass dude. She know her booty going to get grabbed and you ain't going to do nothing. Just being honest.
100. Yeah, 100.
She can't be in a situation, and I'm speaking to my brothers, where you all get together. She's got her shit together. You don't have your shit together. Now, putting money on it and stuff, that's extra. But at the end of the day, if she's making moves and you not, there's no security there, okay? What she's talking about, I agree. When there are women who have their things together, like financially and just everything, just the life is in order. And it's brothers, and I love y'all, but I got to be honest, you don't have your shit together. Of course, she's not going to be comfortable. It may be a little easier for a brother to be, I got my shit together and a sister don't. Because innately, it would be like, okay, who I am as a man, I might be able to manage that until she start fucking up your shit. Then everybody has this problem. The deepest thing to me, 30 seconds, the deepest thing to me about this is at some point, now I ain't trying to go X-Clan on y'all, but at some point we got to get back to our tradition. Traditionally, did we have to deal with money? Hell yeah. You got to take care of families and stuff. But it's a lot of mental issues between brothers and sisters that we got to get together. We're shielding it by money and all of this other stuff. And shit is out of order. And it's going to continue to be out of order. What I'm going to say to black men, brothers, let's get it together. Sisters, don't settle for shit. You know, but when you are in a situation to where, hey, it is the balance that you need, then we all have roles we have to play. And we got to let go of the damn dysfunction. Samuel Adams. And you can't say, was it 7 or 6?
Can't say 7. Kevin Samuels.
What is your number in your life? Where are you?
It's time for another Money, Power, Respect series.
For sure.
I think it's time.
We should come back with that.
You just hit on that. Yeah, you just hit on that.
We should definitely come back with that in 2021.
I can't go. Shy went way, way off. Not off, but he went way deep today.
It's just something to think about beyond. I think we just keeping it so surface.
And we said that's what we were going to do today.
Damn, we did. I'm sorry, AI.
You good, fam. No, you did.
That's
why we here, man. Hey.
But I just feel you got three brilliant people in here, and it's just like, we slip
into it. I'm enjoying
it,
bro.
Because look, the messages that I'm hearing, you know, I didn't read all the comments, but I saw niggas, I was in their butt hurt, man. And everybody's judging this woman, but here's the craziest thing. Even in the negative comments and all this other stuff with the sisters and the brothers, it's somehow a reflection of you. So where do you stand?
Yes, I'm with you 100% on that. And yeah.
That's all I'll say. I'm sorry.
We could go into that for days, man. But I'm so with you on that, bro. And yeah, I don't. I think that I'm kind of done talking about Kevin Samuels in all honesty.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Like, that was crazy.
I want to talk about the Interrupted Black Girl series, man.
You know what?
It's coming.
It is.
Tell them. Let's come on.
So as I've said before, I will be launching my podcast in 2021 on January 2nd.
Let's go.
The Interrupted Black Girl Podcast. This podcast is a spinoff of my nonprofit, Black Girls Interrupted, which is a nonprofit organization that was created to shatter the stigma around mental health in, you know, among African American women. It's something that we don't talk about. Black women are underrepresented when it comes to mental health and wellness. So
health period, yeah.
For sure. That's a fact. For sure. So the Interrupted Black Girl Podcast, created for black girls by a black girl. We just gonna dive deep into a lot of, you know, just the shit that makes women tick because an interruption, we know, is like a break in continuity. So we are always interrupted, and we have to figure out how to keep going. So
now, can I say this? That is beautiful. The sister got it on lock. Now, did you heard her just describe what that was? Think about, and I'm talking to you fellas, think about how much time she had to put into her research, how much she had to build. And a lot of people don't know that, even with us being here, that Harlem is the backbone. You know what I'm saying? Harlem is a backbone with us being in this building. I'm going to say
that. Yeah, real talk. Like, we wouldn't be here if.
So I'm going somewhere, AI, and I'm keeping it surface, okay?
You good? Hey, bro, let's roll. Look, come on, come with it. Come with it.
Surface. Come with it. Because this is the thing. We gonna put the bullshit to rest. This sister just pretty much, as a man, a high value man, if I say so myself, I'm going to listen to that sister and be like, you know what? She has ambition. She has goals. She puts in that work. I was going to say twerk, but that's your personal business. She puts in that work. She's focused, man. She has deadlines that she's meeting. Why the fuck would a sister like that want to deal with somebody who cannot match her energy? Mm. Here's the funny thing about money. Money, what do we call money? Currency. Mm-hmm. Currency is a measurement of what? Energy,
yeah.
As the world goes around, how we put it all together. So can I be mad at that sister? She's like, look, she might not say money. She might just say energy. My man, you be at home playing PlayStation 4.5. Niggas don't really have five.
oh, my God.
You eat, you fuck, you sleep, you fart and shit. You always talk about something you're going to do tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? There used to be a saying about that, but I forgot. Why would she, if you don't match her energy, she's not hating on you, nigga. You just don't match her energy. Once again, let's go back to this currency. Money, currency, measurement of energy, depending on how you want to look at it. I'm not mad at sisters. And I've been at the bottom of that where a sister was just like, yo, like, I like you, but I'm moving at this level. Mm-hmm. You still here. And I got it raw daddy. Like, they wasn't doing all this sugarcoating shit they do with other people. And I'll be, man, black women ain't, I've been there too. But at the end of the day, I had to look at me. Well, am I on point? Then you start looking at the women in your life. Are they on point or do they match you? Do they reflect you? For the people who are, I'm speaking to the butthurt people. Mm-hmm. And I'll end with this. People don't hate down.
100.
That's real shit. I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. I will say this. A lot of people will look at everything that you just said and they will take the value away from me outside of all of those things because I have two sons. I'm a single mom.
Right.
Which is fine. It is what it is. Like, I will say this, and I hate to keep going back to this, but again, I'm dating somebody who has no children.
Right.
He's perfectly fine with that.
Exactly.
I make, you know, less than he does. And I've been asked, do you want to be a stay-at-home wife? No, I don't.
Right.
You can focus on your business. That's okay. I like going to work.
Yeah, you would go get it.
I'm okay with that.
But here's the thing. Now we're dealing with grown men and grown-ass boys.
Yep.
It's a lot of grown boys.
Yep.
Jake Beasies.
Yep.
There's a woman who has two children. A grown boy going to be like, damn, that pull-out game wasn't shit. She got two kids. And none of them house mine. Like, I think, was that Master P or somebody who said that? Grown man going to be like, okay, you take care of your children, which we know you do.
Right.
Are they wanting for anything? You got any dysfunction there outside of some things that you may have to deal with, you know, based on the past marriage and stuff? Nah, my shit's together. Not only is this woman handling her business, but she's a nurturer. She takes care of her children. AI said this at the beginning of the show. He used some cool ass word that had three syllables, I think. And it meant not ancient. This is the era we are in.
I can't even think of the word.
Antiquated. Antiquated.
Antiquated.
Oh, it was four syllables. Okay. But at the end of the day, this is the world that we're in.
Yeah.
Okay. Motherfuckers who still want to, I'm sorry. People who still want to kind of live that old way. You're not even equipped to live the old way.
Exactly.
Because it's all about you. What is your self-value? But to me, I'm like, this sister is on it. So if I'm bullshitting, playing around, I don't have no kids, I don't have no ambition, I don't have nothing. I'm not, you know, you're not hustling backwards.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And people get offended by that.
Yeah.
If it's a woman who from the dirt, from her hands, yo, I got this business, I make 100 or 6 figures plus. This is where I'm at. It's not to say that you ain't shit if you don't. It's just, this is what I'm used to. There's a certain type of energy that it takes to be with me.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Is it shallow a little bit to say, oh, you got to be making this type of money? Yeah. But at the end of the day, that's what that sister's being honest.
True.
And all you women who think you want to go talk to this Kevin dude, you know, I ain't going to hate on him, but really know your worth beyond the money. Because at the end of the day, you already better than the dude sitting in these high valued rooms, smoking cigars with each other, and ain't no women there already. Which
attacked.
Is questionable.
But you know what? I like, he used the word beyond. So I think we're going to move beyond that.
And hey, shot is on. You been drinking today, bro?
Nah, I had
it. This is pent up from last week. But I think moving forward, you know, we are moving beyond that. And I think just for me, moving into a new season, because this year was extremely difficult for me.
Yes.
You know, and that's outside of what was going on with the country as a whole and the world, just, you know, the whole pandemic. I had my own personal trials and tribulations that I had to jump over.
Right.
So for 2021, I am just going to be more intentional with where I spend my currency.
Right.
And that'll go over some people's head because they'll probably think I'm talking about money.
Right.
But I'm not. So I'm going to be more intentional about just being kinder to myself.
Right.
Being kinder to people.
You mean as hell, but I'm not
impressed by shit. And also just focusing on raising good human beings.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say that I am raising sons that their people's daughters won't have to recover from.
Woo.
And I mean that. So in 2021,
drop a bomb on that AI.
Going into this new year. You know, going into this new year, I am just going to be more intentional, more focused. We're going to take commentary up a notch. I'm going to release the Interrupted Black Girl.
Let's go.
I still have yet to record the first episode, but I'm going to do it. So I am just looking forward to just moving into a new season, a new year, and just elevating on a completely different frequency going into 2021.
Okay.
Hey, so, tell us something. No,
I'm with it.
That's why he drinking all that water, dry ass mouth.
Right.
You heard a little bit of it. They gonna hear it on the recording when he's gonna head back.
I'm like, yeah. So I feel okay. Yeah, hold on. That's the way.
Thought
it is.
We had baby
sister.
You
nah. Hey, no. As far as commentary, man. Number one, 2020. You know, like, a lot of people don't have. I can't say that. Let me not speak for the general. But, you know, you hear tales of people not having anything. That this year was just the crusher, and it was hard. And it was hard. Even if you were in a good situation, in some cases, it was hard, right? Mm-hmm. Commentary for us and the pandemic as a whole proved to be beneficial in this aspect because we were able to come together and lock it down. So, you know, I don't really make New Year's resolutions. I believe that change can happen in any moment, any minute. The best time to change is right now, right? And I know that I need to be more dedicated to things just as a whole, period.
Right.
Follow through on things. That's like a big thing for me because I always follow through, but I follow through when I want to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, literally.
Well, AI, yeah. You're making me laugh.
When you feel like it.
I follow through when I feel like. Like, legit, like, I tell you I get something done. Oh, you going to do this? You going to pick up the subject? Yeah, I got you. And I feel like it 3 weeks from today, and I'll get it done.
I remember, not to cut your bill, I remember what I wanted to say.
Go ahead.
What is it? Yesterday. Wait. Never mind. Go ahead. I forgot again.
Damn, shy. Damn.
This nigga here.
Nah, but follow through for me for one, and that's big. Follow through and being dedicated to that follow through for sure. And all things. Another big thing on is I want to really, really, really build and develop a more expansive relationship with my son. Now, if everybody's listening, I'll be like, oh, that nigga don't spend no time with son. I see my son 4 to 5 times every week.
There we go.
He sleeps at my house. He eats there. We kick it. We play the game. I help with his homework. All of that. So let's not. What I'm talking about is literally getting into that space of, you know, I guess raising, for lack of a better choice of words, raising, spending, like cultivating that relationship with him. And I want him to look back when I'm gone and be like, yo, I remember my dad told me this was going to happen.
Right.
And have that in him to where he told me it's going to happen. I need, you know, what's the saying? It don't apply to dads. His mama told me one day it would happen, but she never told me when.
Right.
I want to be daddy told me one day. You know what I'm saying? Because it's reckless out here. And I'm not just talking about violence or the city or anything. You know, we fighting the same battles that our great grandfathers fought and grandfathers and dads and right. everything in the workplace. You know, it's getting a little easier, but we're in more spaces now having that fight, right?
Yeah.
So I want him to be able to, you know, look back. And so I really want to cultivate that relationship. In addition to that, everybody knows that I love insurance and not just life, but property casualty. I want my people, black people, I'm talking to y'all. I need y'all to learn the benefits of insurance, bro. I really want you all to learn. And I am going to be a resource and a teacher because there's so much that you can do with insurance. And I'm not just talking about life insurance.
My phone got insurance.
Your phone has insurance, but guess what? There's people out here riding around with no car insurance. What you think you're going to be in more trouble? You crash their car into somebody with no insurance than that phone break. Trust me. You're going to be in a whole lot more trouble.
Shit, the deductible is the same.
Say, hey, and phones are expensive to insure. You know,
it is.
But damn, man, I really want to. You know, I talk to so many people that are low earners, high earners, landlords, property investors, and owners, and I'm like, you don't got such and such and such insurance. Well, what I need that for? Because if you get sued, they're gonna take everything you got.
Right.
Like, that's how it works, bro.
Right.
You know, people think that, and I'm going to cut it off right here, but people think that you hear about these athletes, right, or actors or entertainers, anybody. They get into these lawsuits, and they say such and such has a $5 million settlement. People are like, dang, they got that much money? No, they paid an insurance company liability insurance.
That's right.
So when they do get sued, the insurance mm-hmm. company pays $5 million on their behalf that they've paid a partial premium for. Not a partial premium, but they've paid, if you do the ratio, it's pennies on the dollar.
Right.
It's pennies on the dollar. And these people are, you know, you get sued for $5 million, the insurance company pays out $5 million, you're still good. So, you know, I want to really teach you all and show you all the way. And life insurance is going to be a big part of that, too, because you can just do so much with it. But you have to protect yourself, because if you don't protect yourself, you are going to be so SOL when the inevitable happens.
And make sure your side chick is not jumping in. You know what? I think, let me shut up. I'll save that until 2021.
That's how we be just having so many dope shows. So what I wanted to say is today is yesterday's tomorrow. That's what I was trying to think about.
That's what's up.
You cannot keep putting, because boy, I know I procrastinate, man. 2021, I mean, I'm already doing it. One of my biggest goals is to cut through the bullshit and for brothers and sisters to really start having some serious conversation that do deal with mental health, spiritual health, physical health, mental wealth, spiritual wealth, physical wealth, financial wealth, I guess I should say. And believe it or not, depending on how you look at things, things could be toe up or it could be a blessing. The whole of Kevin Samuels, this is the last time I'm going to say this turtleneck wearing nigga last name. This is the last time I'm going to say it.
Yeah, we're going to add him to where we added old boy.
Yeah, old boy.
Yeah. Put him in the corner.
Old boy. But no, seriously, he did start a conversation from a clip of the bitter doses he served somebody to really gauge, just generally, I'll say, how we think, you know, what we put our value on. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes things like that, as whack as they are, if you look at the light side of it, it's starting conversations or continuing conversations that need to get deeper, more serious, and really just a reflection of you. What do you value yourself as? Is it your money? Is it your mind? Is it your spirit? Is it your soul? Is it how you look? Is it what, you know, what you about? I don't know, but I like conversations like that because it starts necessary healing, reflection, mm-hmm. building. If I was a gambling man, and I am, you know, I play scratch offs, I ain't won yet, but I think in 2021, fuck all that talk about seven figures, six figures. You better have a infinite figure self-balance going on in your life. Because things are moving faster, it's getting quicker. Self-love is important. Self-peace is important. Got to be able, we talking about this because it's the hot topic, but everybody sitting in this room, like if you really asked us and we wasn't going to talk about it, it would have been about a 15-second conversation.
That's real shit.
And that's just being honest. We focused, man, but 2021, I'm just here to be a conduit. That's my three syllable words. That's three syllables, right? Conduit.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, conduit.
It's a conductor of energy.
Preach. But I'm here, vessel, conduit, just to assist and help as I continue. I had some Bombay last night. Yeah, that's why
I got some Bombay sitting on my counter right now, bro.
Are you serious? Sapphire?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I need to come over there.
A Bombay. That's funny.
If you get a chance, stop by my crib on Christmas Eve.
Huh?
If you get a chance, stop by my crib on Christmas
Eve. Oh, man.
Yeah. Man. Merry Christmas.
Harlem coming.
Merry Christmas. Coming. I am.
I invited her out. I told her to come through. You've been over to the crib. So.
Yeah. I like your spot, man.
Thank you. Thank
High you. Value spot. Watch your back.
You know what? Y'all are
No, it really is. It's really dope. But anyway.
I'll give you the tour when you get over there.
I appreciate it.
Brothers and sisters, people, all people of all shades, colors, ignorance, food selection, whatever you do. Weave, natural hair. I don't care. I'm here to help, but I'm honest, and my bitter dose is full of love, peace, but honesty. So butt hurt people with the comments, grow the fuck up, man. You know, and you were beautiful. You are all beautiful, and you can do better than where you at.
I love all y'all.
Remember, nobody hates down.
Nobody. Any final thoughts?
Nope. Just happy holidays. We like to be inclusive here on commentary, so we're just going to say happy holidays, whichever holiday that you do celebrate. And just keep in mind that we are all going through a pandemic together. So if you are not able to give to your family as you were this time last year, do not be hard on yourself. Do not beat yourself up because you cannot get time back. And you can, and your children and your family will always remember how much you love them.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
right. PlayStation 4.5. So I got them.
For the low.
Yo. Motherfucker take quarters.
So we'll see y'all in 2021, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We'll see them in 2021.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So let me see here. You all know where to hit us up at. Facebook is the Commentary Podcast Discussion Group. You get us on Facebook. We're working on an IG. We're working on it. We're fighting about it right now, okay? We'll have that up and going soon. Shout out to Vibes and Vinyl. I saw that they had a new episode coming up, and they actually had their husbands on the episode, bro.
I want to see. I know they some cool brothers,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so Vibes and Vinyl, shout out to y'all for sure. You can hit us on YouTube under the SOLC Network. You can catch us every damn where. Y'all know who we are. Like, it is what it is. We appreciate you all. Thank you. Thank you so much. Email us, holler at us about your New Year's resolutions or day resolutions or moment resolutions, whatever the case may be. And we'll definitely rap about it, chop it up. On that note, we are signing out. Happy holiday, happy new year, all that stuff.
No, Rashad. Say peace. Say peace.
No,
say
I want to say this because I know this is gonna happen.
Say bye.
Say, I ain't your man. You don't tell me what to do. So anyway, I'm messing with you.
I'm submissive.
But can I say this, though? Because Harlem, you've been the person. Ooh, I don't know. The devil is a lie. No, but I was going to say that, look, we welcome comments. We welcome your opinions.
Yes.
We really do.
Yes.
And I know might have been joshing on y'all a little bit today. You know what I'm saying? But we do appreciate your opinions, your views. Please give more.
Keep them coming.
Yeah.
Give more.
For sure. We got thick skin.
We really do. Trust me, this ain't the worst of what. It goes back to our good friend Harlem. But no, I was going to say that we do welcome your comments, man. We appreciate it. You all, like, with opinions, rather we agree or disagree or whatever. Your opinion is your own. Opinion. And you do drive this show. So we do salute you. And truly, we are welcoming of all opinions, rather y'all be hating or not. Yeah. But for real, each one of y'all, man, beautiful people, man. Don't subjugate yourself to nobody else's views of what you're supposed to be. You. Sure. All right.
All right.
Peace.
We out. Peace.